USA News, I'm Lance Pry. If you don't know scientist George Vernon Hudson, you know his work from the late 1800s. It's daylight savings time, and yeah, we're there once again. Arizona and Hawaii don't play, and you wouldn't have to either, but a year ago, after Republican Senator Marco Rubio and others passed the Sunshine Protection Act in the Senate, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi refused to bring it up for a vote in the House. Rubio has reintroduced the bill this year, so there's still hope that this partisan project will move forward. Nonetheless, clocks will move forward 1 hour very early Sunday morning. Mexican officials have arrested a suspect in connection with the kidnappings of four U.S. citizens, two of which were murdered. 24-year-old Jose Guadalupe was guarding the house where cartel members held captive and tortured the four Americans. The White House yesterday.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen. We will continue to work closely with the Mexican government to ensure justice is done in this case.
The victims were discovered in a wooden shack in Ujido, Tecolote, a suburb east of the Mexican city of Matamoros. Authorities have not revealed if Guadalupe is part of the Gulf Cartel, the gang accused of the kidnappings and murders. The Federal Trade Commission has insisted Twitter turn over all internal communications related to owner Elon Musk, as well as detailed information about layoffs. The FTC says they're concerned that staff reductions could compromise the company's ability to protect users. In 12 letters sent to Twitter and its lawyers since Musk's takeover, the FTC also demanded the company identify all journalists granted access to the company records. It's launch day at Cape Canaveral, Florida. The first fully reusable, entirely 3D printed rocket, Terran 1, will make history. USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a close call between two flights at Sarasota Bradenton International Airport in Florida. Nearly a month ago, an Air Canada Rogue A321 aircraft was cleared for takeoff on runway 14. At the same time, an American Airlines B737 plane was cleared to land on the same runway. The NTSB report revealed the American Airlines crew self-initiated a go-around, aborting the landing and probably saving the day. A preliminary report on its investigation is expected to be released in 2 to 3 weeks. First spy balloons, now China is suspected of using cargo cranes, a market they dominate, to spy on the United States.
China is calling U.S. concerns that Chinese-made shipping cranes are being used to spy on the United States complete paranoia. But Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez says we're not being paranoid.
They knew what was being shipped, where it's being shipped around the world. Also, some of that spyware could actually get into the port systems and the Chinese could use it in a malicious way.
Nearly 80% of all cranes used in the U.S. come from China, and they come fully assembled. Some even have Chinese operators. I'm John Schaefer.
It is International Women's Day. It's a global day celebrating the historical, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day also observes support of taking action against gender inequality around the world. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Heating your home this winter is bound to dry out the air, leading to not only flaky skin and chapped lips, but also sore throats, bloody noses, and higher chances of catching a cold. Consider adding a whole home humidifier to help protect your family this winter. Whole home humidifiers add moisture to cover your entire home efficiently and effectively. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the